Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim of Lo Siachei Rabim L'Ros, Lo Siachei Rabim L'Hatois, Siata Tishmaya. We've already seen it flows Mitaras Hashem. And the Yesod HaDvarim is, this is the seventh Shir, so we've obviously said a lot, Baruch Hashem Siata Tishmaya. The Yesod HaDvarim is that the job of the judge is to just judge al pi daita and not to follow others and not to try to achieve any desired result, but rather do what he has to do, and whatever the result is going to be the result of the judgment of the mishpat. וזה אפשר לפרש את שיטת הרמב״ם במה שאמרנו. יש סתירה ברמב״ם לכאורה. רמב״ם, in the second parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, הלכה דלת, writes that you're not allowed to, אין מוישי בן מלך בסנהדרין, שאסור לחלוק עליו. You're not allowed to place a king in the Sanhedrin, because you're not allowed to argue with him, ולהמריס דבריו, and rebel against his words, contradict his words. And this is from what it says in the Sugya and Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, She'ein Moshivin, etc. Mishum Shenema Lo Yisane Al Riv Al Rav. Zot Omeret, Ketuv Bapasuk. Lo Tane Al Riv Lintot, Aval Ketuv Bli Yud. Zashar Lekol Ezeh Lo Tane Al Rav. Zot Omeret, Lo Lanot Al Rav, Lo Lachlok Al HaMelech. Az Meforash, Barambam, Shenemar Belo Tane Al Riv Al Rav, Sheyesh Isur Lachlok Al HaRav Al HaMelech. Beod. של ההדיה ראינו כבר ברמב״ם פרק י' הלכה ו' and it's also the משמעות of the רמב״ם פרק י' א' הלכה ו' שמותר לחלוק. You're allowed to argue with the מלך. Here he says, are you not allowed to argue? There he says, not allowed to argue with a greater person. There he's talking פרק י' the רמב״ם is talking about the Mufla Sheba Beizdin. Shon HaRambam Un Pi HaShmua Lamdu Shein Matchilim Dinei Nefashot Men HaGadol Shem Yismuchu HaShe'ar Al Da'ato Velo Yiru Atzman Kada'im Lachlok Alav Eli Omar Kol Echad Dabar Nira Lo Bida'ato. So it means you don't start Dinei Nefashos from the big person, lest the other people rely on him and they're not going to see themselves as worthy of arguing with him. Rather, everybody should say what they think. Everybody should say what they think. So you see here, there's no iser in arguing with the gadol, with the mufla, min hagadol. It's just that they might rely on him. Not that it's aser mamish. And that's not like Rashi and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, who writes that you're not allowed to be choy, like neither on the mufla nor on the melech. But here we see a stira lechoy in the Rambam. That he says that it's usher to be cholek on the melech, and that you're not going to be cholek on the mufla, but not that there's an isil bedovel. Zorim et ha-shinui, et ha-shoni, bein melech v'rav. Kmo shekotev b'sefer Mayim Chayim, la'pri chadash, b'perig yud, ba'lach ha-vav, u'v'ha-ga'ot imrei baruch, ala turei even, b'megila yudal ad amud bet, b'dvrei ha-ramba mayin sham. Az מהיחיטסי דה במה שכתוב לא תענה על רב, גם תהיה הכוונה על איסור לחלוק על המלך שהוא רב, וגם דין על המופלא שהוא רב שמותר לחלוק עליו ולכן לא יענה הוא ראשון. זאת אומרת, how does the Rambam derive this, that from לא תענה על רב, it's teaching us two things. It's usher to argue with the king, and that if he's a mufla, you're allowed to argue with him, and therefore he shouldn't speak first. Does it mean you're allowed to argue? It's us that argue. וכבר עמד בזה בספר אורח מישור בחושן משפט בסימן י"ח. עוד קושיה, אם כן שרי לגבי מלך, נאמר כאן לאו ואיסור לחלוק. כשם שכתב הסמג לאו מכאן על מופלא שאסור לחלוק עליו. So we have here that a king is an issue to be חולק on him. So why does the Rambam not mention this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs with the other Lavin that are associated with this pasuk. והרב ז'ולטי, או שהיה גאון לא קטן, בספרו משנת יעבץ, בחושן משפט, בסימן ה', בסעיף קטן ז', כבר דן בזה. הכי מדומני שפני זמן רב אנחנו דיברנו על הגישה של הרב ז'ולטי זצה. אז עיין שם בדבריו, ועדיין צריך לעיין בדבר. אז לפי דברינו, יש לומר כך, שהאיסור לחלוק על המלך המבואר ברמב״ם אינו מהפסוק של לא תענה על ריב, דמיירי המופלא של בייזן שהוא רב ולא על מלך, אלא עיקרו מדין קובו ידע מלך ואימוסו יו. זאת אומרת, that when the Rambam writes that there's an איסור, there's a prohibition against, I knew what that word meant, against arguing with the king, so that's not from the pasuk of lo yisane al riv, because lo yisane al riv is talking about a mufla shel beis din, the big person of the beis din, the people are not going to argue with him. He's the rav. Lo yisane al riv, lo yisane al rav. Who's the rav? The mufla shel beis din. But rather, well, where does the source come from? That you're not allowed to argue with the king. Because you have to honor the king. You have to be in awe of the king. We discussed a lot in the past. You're not allowed to argue with him and be mamre what he says. Milchus mamre, milchus mamre. We have our delicious seder in Hilchus Mamre, our series of shiurim. Mehechitesi. That you're not allowed to be mamre, you're not allowed to rebel against the king. What's this? We know that you're not allowed to be mamre against the king, but how does it fit into this context? How can you compare arguing with him in judgment to being mamres tvarav? Mamres tvarav is this inyan of rebellion. No rebellion over here, just expressing another opinion in the mishpat. So
בפסוק י' ח' כל אשר ימרה את פיך יומת.
Anybody who's mamre what you say is going to die. That's the din of moirid b'malchus that we discussed in such great length in our Hilchos Melachim Shiurim b'siyata d'shmaya perek gimel Hilchot Melachim halacha ch' ובכלל זה ישנו איסור לחלוק עליו בדין. יש איסור מורד במלכוס, that you're not allowed to rebel against the king, and there's also an איסור לחלוק עליו בדין. במאמר המוסגר, בדרך זו, כתב בספר יד רמה, ומאירי בסוגיה שם, שאפשר להושיבו, ולהתחיל מן הצד, כבכל דיני נפשות, כיוון שהוא נגד הדין של אימתו עליך, המחייב שיפתח המלך ראשון. So it says the king isn't allowed to be in the Sanhedrin. You're not allowed to argue with him. So Ivan Eitz says, start from that side. Start from the other chever, and then you get to him, and then they're not arguing with him. He hasn't spoken yet. So the answer is, say the Rishonim, that you're not allowed to, because it's against the din of Eimoso Yalecho. Eimoso Yalecho is mechayev that he should mandates that he should start first, he should open up first. Ayin sham ein b'chidushi haran basugiyah. Ela sharei kanal. Yesh makom lomar, shekol, she'al pi ha-Torah, mukhrach, hu lefsok ken, harei af al pi, she'ein zo da'ato, harei zehu ha-psak, v'zehu ha-din, v'shuv, ein kan, kol chisaron. But we can say, that since al pi Torah, you have to pask in a certain way. So there's no problem in expressing your opinion. What's the problem with expressing your opinion? Now, one could be mechalek parenthetically that there's a difference between paskining din Torah and hilchos psak. You're allowed to say your opinion, but now we have a din melech, which is another parsha. Akopanim closed parentheses. So you might think then, again, like we said before, that you're allowed to paskin based on your opinion. You're muchruch to paskin that way. As al zeh umrim bagmara me apasuk lo isane. The Rambam understands the Gemara to be saying that there's an isser on a psak din. You have to paskin the way you see it. The only thing is that you're not allowed to argue with the king. So what's the solution? The solution is just say what the king said. You have to start with the king, and you just follow the king blindly. And there's no problem in following the king blindly, because, by golly, that's the psak, and that's the din. Because you're not allowed to argue with the, you're not allowed to argue with the king. So you follow the king, and that becomes Hilchas Psak, not Midin Hilchas Melech. Maybe Midin Hilchas Melech. You said before, Midin Hilchas Melech, maybe you have to follow the king. But now we're saying not Midin Hilchas Melech. Maybe Din Hilchas Psak. Midin Hilchas Psak, you have to follow the king. Why? Because that's the way the Torah tells you to paskin. How does the Torah tell you to paskin? The Torah tells you to paskin like the king. So what's the problem? So that's what we've been saying. And according to the Rambam, you know what the problem is? The problem is that you have to paskin lefi datcha. As haya makom lomar shekol shal pi haTorah muchrach hu lefsok ken, harei af al pi shein zo dato. So what Rabbeinu was saying over here is that if al pitari you have to paskin a certain way, even though it's not your opinion, but that's the psak, that's the din, that's what the king says, and there's no more longer a chisaron. But in that the Gemara says no, lo sane, which means that it has to be midaitcha, not al pi acher, and the other person could be the king of England, it could be the queen of Spain, it could be the prince of Wales, echves, it could be anybody, but it doesn't matter. Because you have to paskin based on your das. The mihai taimu hu adin hocha shi apisko shel zel pisko zel pi melech ha'achir. Yevshel shi apsak din b'chai gavne. If you're paskining al pi melech, that's not a psak. And therefore you can't judge in this instance. Because mitzad echad you're not allowed to argue with the king, and mitzad sheni you're not allowed to paskin like him. Because he says so. And that's why the Gemara says it's tolerin loisana al riv al rav. Even though the pasuk isn't talking about a melech, it's talking about a mufla shebe based. He's the rav. Meaning, moi rav raboisa, anachon zechinu leteirut al akushia. And the teretz is that we had a kash, and the kasha was that, among others, that how can the pasuk be telling you both that you're not allowed to paskin against the king, and that you're going to be scared to paskin against against someone else, against a mufla. So the answer is the pasuk is bechlal not talking about a king. The pasuk is talking about losan al riv, losan al rav, that you're going to be afraid to paskin against a mufla. And we don't want that, because you have to paskin lefi daitcha. That's what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying that you have to paskin lefi daitcha. So now let's talk about a king. If you have to paskin lefi daitcha, we have a problem that you're not allowed to paskin lefi the king. It's usher to paskin lefi the king. Just like it's usher to paskin lefi the mufla. But the pasuk isn't talking about a king. The pasuk is talking about a mufla. It's just saying, that you have to come first. You have to speak first, because otherwise you're not going to argue. You're afraid to argue with the mufla. Why? Because you're chayv to paskin al pi daitcha. Now let's bring the king into the picture. You're not allowed to paskin against the king because it's against Emas HaKing. So you have to paskin with the king. But it's usher to paskin with the king. because you have to paskin lefi da'atcha. So on one hand, we're between a rock and a hard place. That you're not allowed to paskin against the king because of Emas HaMelech. And that's our chiddush. The Rambam doesn't say explicitly. And on the other hand, you have to paskin lefi da'atcha, which is against the king. So the only solution is not just b'chal not to have the king on the Sanhedrin. And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention this. The Rambam does mention this issur. Because when the Rambam tells us you have to paskin al pidatcha, he's saying that you can't, that a king can't be in the Sanhedrin. That's why the Rambam doesn't paskin. The Rambam does paskin. Because the king, the Rambam tells us that you have to paskin al pidatcha. And Memela, that precludes a king being in the Sanhedrin. Malchei Beis David, they're judged, and they can also judge. They can also sit in the Sanhedrin. Ay, frektesvis. You're not allowed to put a melech on the Sanhedrin. Losane al Riv. Losane al Rav. You're not allowed to argue with the melech. So he's not allowed to be in the Sanhedrin. So you could see there in Tesvis. You could see in the Ran. You could see in the Rambam in Sanhedrin 2:5. And what the Lechem Mishnah says, אבל חשוב מאוד לציין לדברי הרמב״ם בפירוש המשניות. כותב הרמב״ם בפירוש המשניות, במה דברים אמורים במלכי ישראל בלבד, בפני ששלטונם ברשע, ואינם מחשיבים את שפלות הרוח והענבה, ואינם סובלים את האמת, אבל מלכי בית דוד דנין ודנים אותם לפי שהם מכירים את האמת, ולא תקשה עליהם הענבה, לפי ששלטונם חוקי לא יחסר על ידי ענוותנותם. אמר בית דוד, כה אמר השם, דינו לבוקר משפט, ודוד עליו השלום היה מכלל סנהדרין גדולה. As the Rambam masbir, that Malchi Yisrael aren't allowed to sit in the Sanhedrin because they're Rishayim, and they have no Shiflus, and they have no Anovo, and they can't stand the truth. And so then we don't want in the Sanhedrin. But Malchi Beis David, you can judge them, they can judge, they recognize the truth, they're humble, their rulership is according to law, and it won't lack through their humility. And then he brings the pasuk that tells us that that based David says Dino Leboker Mishpat, that they can judge, and David was included in the Sanhedrin. As a sheilai, ma mahani kol hasvarot kshu neged adin shelo taneh al rav. As Rambam omer, kmo sheomrim shaina verter. My Rambam says very nice words. That Malchei Beis David, Agishmaka mentioned, they're humble, nice midas, terrific. But what do all the svaras help against Losane al Riv? They're Losane al Rav, they're not allowed to argue with the Melech. So they could be as great as you want, but you're not allowed to argue with them. So how does that help to enable us to place them on the Sanhedrin? ולפי דברינו, הרי עיקרו אינו בלא תענה, אלא במה שאסור להמרותו ולחלוק עליו מדיני המלכות, ועל זה שפיר כתב הרמב״ם, שזה ישנו רק בשאר המלכים, שגם לחלוק עליהם דברי תורה ולגביהם, לחלוק עליה ולהמרותו. אבל אצל מלכי בית דוד, הרי מצד ענוותנותם, הרי לחלוק עליהם, בדבר התורה לא אבי לגבי ומעשה שלחלוק עליהם ולהמרותם. ואין בזה מצד איסור מלכות, ושוב אין כאן כל איסור. אחרי שכאן התבאר, אין המלך בכלל מה שכתוב לא תענה על ריב, והדברים מאירים ומשמחים מוריי ורבותיי. When we talk about Malchi Yisrael, so they take it personally. They don't have a Nava. And Memela, when you argue with them, even in Divrei Torah, it's considered Merida B'Malchus. You're over on the Yisr of Kol Asher Yamres Picha Yumos. It's a Merida B'Malchus. That's by Malchi Yisrael. Because by them, even by Divrei Torah, they don't care. You're arguing with them, oh, you're rebelling against the king. But when you talk about Malchi Beis David, they love the Emes. That's not rebellion when you argue with them in Divrei Torah. So if the Pasuk was talking Mefurish, like we originally thought about Loisane al Riv, al Rav, Medubar b'melech, as I asur gam lemelech b'beis David l'shevet al Sanhedrin. But now that we know the Pasuk is b'chal not saying that, the Pasuk is just telling us that you have to express your own opinion. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. And therefore you're going to be afraid to argue with a mufla. And we don't want that. That's why you have to maschil him in atzad. Because we want you to express, as we've been speaking about in the shirim, that the yesod is they have to express your own opinion. So, memela, the king, obviously, what we said before, you can't start menatzad. You have to start with the king. So if you argue with the king, you have a different opinion of the king, you have to express it. But it's also when it's Malchai Yisrael, because they're going to take it personally, that's considered merida b'malchus. That's kol asher yamres picha yumas. For them, that's an act of rebellion against the king. When it comes to a Melech Yisrael, because they're such tzaddikim, they're such anovim, igiz man gulaschem, you argue with them, they're not going to take it personally. That's not merida b'malchus. They just want the emes. Fakir, they're so happy you're arguing with them. So since the pasuk isn't directly talking about them, l'san al-riv isn't directly talking about them, and meila, you can say that for them, it's not considered merida b'malchus. And you're allowed to express a different opinion. So, my Rav Rabbi Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, zachinu liyashev et Divrei HaRambam HaKashim, ולראות אור נוסף בסוגיה, בעזרת השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא זיכה אותנו כבר בשבעה שיעורים בנושא, אז אני מקווה מאוד ששם ייתן לנו את המוח ואת הכוח ואת שמחת החיים, ועוד נמשיך ונראה המשך נפלאות מהתורה. אז אנא יישארו עמנו, ותודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום.